She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hello, I'm Lisa Davis, along with Andrea Donsky. When I was in college, I studied cultural anthropology, and I thought it was so interesting to learn from other cultures what they do, different rituals, being healthy. One of the things I never got to study, though, were natural beauty practices from around the world. So I'm very excited to discuss this. We're going to talk with Naomi L. Whittle. She has been the Chief Executive Officer and President of Twin Lab Consolidated Holdings, Inc. since March 16th, 2016. She is a founder of Reservage LLC and serves as its Chief Executive Officer. Naomi, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Delighted to be here.
It must be so much fun to get to travel around and learn about different natural beauty practices. Let's start with China. What did you find out?
Mm-hmm. Oh, China is filled with so many fascinating, really, truly fascinating beauty practices, ones that I would have never imagined. So we know that the Chinese women have such beautiful skin, and that's what I've always thought was just part of their DNA. What I didn't know until I got into the wet market of Beijing was that it's an active process. Every single day, the majority of Chinese women are ingesting high levels of collagen, and I'll go over some of the forms that they get their collagen from, in order to produce this beautiful, glowing, and radiant, youthful skin. And what was the most fascinating when we went into these wet markets, so a wet market is sort of like an outdoor farmer's market, but that's where most people shop in the morning and they get everything from their rice to their noodles to their bones, for their bone broth, which we'll talk a little bit about. Everything
Love
under the sun,
broth.
Their vegetables, their fruits, yes, all they do all of that. And so when I got into the wet markets, the first thing I noticed was that the women were buying a lot of fish, but they were also buying a lot of what to us sounds really disgusting, but let's say pig hoofs, or they were buying duck heads, they were buying joints of different animals, and they would eat these, they would use them in the base of a soup, they would use them, they would cook them every day, or they would eat them right off the bone. And what that would provide, and what that provides to women throughout Asia, specifically in China, is high levels of collagen. So here in the U.S., when you think about the life that we lead, we're always looking for our protein, but we want our protein with no skin. We want our protein with no bones. Everything is skinless and breasts, you know, like the breasts have no skin. That we don't really like to eat chicken legs or any of that. We don't eat all the other types of very rich collagen foods. So we are deprived of what the Chinese are ingesting on a daily basis. And what the studies have shown and what the scientists have shared with me is that an average Chinese woman is getting anywhere from 8 to 10 grams of collagen every single day. And we need that collagen. We need it for our bones. You know, we talk about so much the importance of why collagen not just helps our bones but our joints as well as the matrix that holds up our skin and makes it plump and youthful. So the Chinese are basically taking in anywhere from 7 to 8 times more than we are here in the U.S., and they're doing it through bone broth. Every single day, most Chinese families are making a soup that has a bone broth. They're eating something called donkey's hide, actually the hide of the donkey. They have donkey hide burgers. And I interviewed a runway Chinese model, and I asked her, I said, what are your beauty secrets? Tell me a little bit about them. And she said, every day I eat this little preparation that has black sesame seeds, dates, and donkey's hide. And that was her key to her beauty, as she saw. And that's the same key that her mother used, and that the empress of China have used in the past. It's multi-generational, you know, thousands of years old women have been doing, you know, these rituals, and it's all about the incorporation of collagen.
So Naomi, how much collagen are you getting from, let's say, a cup of bone broth?
So that's a great question. What we have seen is people are getting about 1 to 2 grams of collagen from a cup of bone broth, and it varies. We tried to do a lot of research to say, okay, where can we source our collagen from? The hard thing about collagen is that you need collagen from different sources in order to really ingest and make it available to your body, because the collagen that your joints need is very different than the collagen that your bones need, which is again different than the collagen that your fibroblasts need to plump up the skin.
Interesting. So basically you get it from different sources, and then so what do? You have a supplement that has the collagen in it from the different sources. Tell us a little bit about, you know, about your collagen.
That's a great question. So while I love to learn about the beauty secrets from around the world, and China is truly an inspiration around collagen, that's not where we source our collagen. We source our collagen from the science-based locations in Germany. We actually source a lot of our collagen from Germany, and we also source it here from the United States. And there are customized forms of collagen that work with the different parts of the body. So we have whole body collagen that really incorporates what supports the joint, the matrix of the skin, and the bones. And we have that. I take that every single day because I just know I can't get enough collagen in my diet alone. And then we also have collagen in different forms. We have like soft little veggie caps. I personally, I don't know about you, but I have trouble swallowing a lot of tablets and so forth. So we have our products at Reservage in these soft little veggie caps, and or we have our products, our collagen that has hyaluronic acid and vitamin C, both so important also for the skin. We have that in a powder. So we were just talking about getting your smoothie in the morning, getting enough hydration. I was listening to Ashley speak about that and the importance of getting enough fluid. So for people who don't want a capsule and they can't swallow a tablet, we have an amazing powder, collagen powder. It's just important that you add that to your smoothie. It has no flavor. It has no taste. But it's just important that we're getting collagen every day and that we, you and I, and everybody that is listening is getting their collagen from a reliable source that has real science and can really help that part of the body.
So Naomi, you mentioned that, you know, in China they're getting 8 to 10 grams of collagen a day. So what would be the amount that we should be getting in North America?
It's equivalent. We want the same amount, especially as women. Okay. Especially okay. as women. The collagen, so men and women are different. The collagen fibers in a woman's body are effectively parallel so that we can stretch and so that we can have children. With men, their collagen fibers are crossed over like little X's. So a woman's skin actually ages much more quickly than a man's. And so we end up being able to, you know, we are so lucky because we have babies.
Yeah, that is
but
true.
No, I'm with you. But once we get into perimenopause and menopause, it becomes a whole different issue. I'm in my early 40s, and so I'm thinking all the time about how much collagen I need. I think as women, we need probably around anywhere from 3 to 5 grams. So many women I know take up to 10 grams of collagen, but there's science. We have science around about 2.5 grams of collagen.
2.5. Okay, so that's a good question. All right, perfect. Well, we're out of time today. Thank you. That was very informative, Naomi. We really appreciate it. And so for people to find you, they can go to reservage.com. And you're on Twitter as well, right?
Yes, you can go to reservage.com. You can go to Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, GNC. Our products are everywhere. But it's really about good quality collagen. Every woman deserves it.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much, Naomi. I'm Andrea Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Thanks for listening, everyone. Take your collagen. I want to look younger, Lisa, don't you?
Stay well.